Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Wayne Cruz, Vice President for Policy, the Director of Technology Studies at the Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org. We're talking about Wayne's 10,000 Commandments, which is an outstanding, unbelievably unparalleled gold standard coverage of the regulatory state of the United States of America, the hidden tax that you and I have to deal with every year. Wayne, what is it's CEI.org, right?
Yes, CEI.org. You can go there and just grab copies of the report.
Exactly. So what is the cost per employee per small business right now, this year?
The interesting thing is it's several thousand less. It's close to half what it is for larger business.
Yeah, it's more per employee than larger business, because we don't have the number to spread around. So what is that number? Do you know?
That's right. So you don't have with a small business, you don't have the wherewithal, the lawyer teams, the lobbyists, everybody to run questioning. Plus, a lot of times the large business are able to capture regulators. We were talking about net neutrality a while ago, and that's just one example. And a lot of times the large businesses will be able to capture regulators and get the rules bent in their favor and actually like regulation. It just occurred to me, because this just popped out this weekend, Jim.
Right.
The Office of Management and Budget just put out their new report on benefits and costs of regulations. Here's the problem. They come up saying that regulations cost about $10 billion a year from what they put out last year.
Mm-hmm.
But Jim, this is a big problem we've talked about before. There are over 3,500 regulations that come out every year. Guess how many rules have cost-benefit analysis in the new OMB report that just came out today? 7.
Wow. Wow.
Seven out of 3,000.
This is the problem. This is what we got to solve, Wayne. In 2003, when the Bush tax cuts went through, they could only go through if the opposition, the people who were opposed to the cuts would only vote for them if they were sunset, meaning they had a date certain when they had to go away. But when we have tax increases, when we have new regulation, we never have a sunset on that. Wayne, we've got to elect people who will say, I will propose, I'll vote for, I'll fight for a regime, a logic, a structure that says every regulation has to be renewed every 5 years, and it has to be it has to be reproven to still be effective and important and needed and not oppressive every 5 years. What's wrong with that, Wayne?
Right, I agree with that. I think every rule should expire like a carton of milk.
Automatic.
And even if they try to wrangle out of it, you know what I like about this idea? I've always proposed to you, too, the idea of a regulatory report card, the way to getting a budget. I want to have regulations just like the historical tables in the budget. So if regulations have come up for sunset review and they don't happen, I want to get the ratio. I want to turn that information into something quantitative, just like I was telling you before about benefit cost. We do it for less than 0.5% of the rules that are coming out of Washington. So it becomes glaringly obvious when you start to look at it that regulatory state isn't measured at all. It doesn't get rolled back at all. So I think sunsetting, and then also forcing Congress to vote on the biggest or the most oppressive of these regulations.
And for there to be coverage of what all that means. Wayne, when there's a tax cut on R&D and research, that we have, that every year it's approved and extended for a year or two, and then it goes away. And every year when it goes away, January 1, the Congress doesn't say we don't like it. They just haven't reapproved it yet. And so businesses deal with that for months until Congress approves it again retroactively. Why can't we do regulations that way, where they just literally fall off the record and they don't apply to you until Congress goes and puts it back in if it's worthy?
I think, Jim, that that is one of absolutely the most important things to do. We have a separation of powers crisis in a way. Congress has delegated too much of its lawmaking powers to agencies.
To the bureaus.
Guess what? Guess what? Last year, for every law, there were 51 regulations.
Say that again. This is going to be in the test, folks. Say it again.
For every law, there were 51 regulations.
That's the hidden tax, folks. That's one of the reasons why it's like boiling a frog. You know, you don't throw him in a pot of hot water. You put him in cold water and turn the heat up. That's what they've been doing. Wayne Cruz, thanks for being here. CEI.org, right?
Always a pleasure.
Come back soon. Wayne Cruz, ladies and gentlemen, with the Ten Commandments. Go to CEI.org. And you'll find out more about that. There's a summary there, too, by the way, if you don't want to read all of it. There's the clip notes he's got there. He does a great job every year. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.